Hello and welcome to Naboy, where we seek to demystify the illusion of aging through timeless wisdom. From the wellspring of vitality, we awaken to our boundless inner potential. Consciousness expands, transcending mere biology. This is not a journey of isolation, but one of divine union. Heart-centered love energy becomes the compass guiding us towards the infinite self and far beyond. I am your host, Peter Wynn. Thank you for joining me. Greetings, my dearest friends, and welcome back to another episode of the Naboy podcast. I do sincerely hope that I am finding you in good health and high spirits. So tell me, how have you been getting on? Have you been attempting to make some changes in your life? You know, those New Year resolution lads that everyone always talks about, whilst at the same time are postponed till tomorrow. The voices in your head that you think are your own thoughts, distracting and keeping you from becoming the most powerful version of yourself. This constant barrage of nonsense chatter and misleading thoughts not only delay your progress, but also block the channels of communication between you and higher beings, keeping you from receiving appropriate sound advice and guidance, downloads, as I like to refer to them. James Sherman, in his 1982 book titled Rejection, summed it up brilliantly when he said, "You can't go back and make a new start, but you can start right now and make a brand new ending." Now, let me repeat that just to emphasize the point. You can't go back and make a new start, but you can start right now and make a brand new ending. Do you get it? Do you? You can start right now and make a brand new ending. Absolutely brilliant. Inspirational. I have grasped this philosophy, this concept, wholeheartedly. It has become my absolute mantra. You see, for some time now, I have taken the responsibility to make a brand new ending, and so far, so good. But it is not always easy, I have to admit. But with practice, I find myself to have improved greatly. But still, there are brief moments when I am led astray. Distracted, but thankfully I have learned to recognise these blackguards for what they truly are, and with conscious attention, discernment and assistance from higher beings to whom I am eternally grateful, I am able to bring myself back onto my intended path. And let me assure you, dear friends, that I am absolutely determined, full of resolve, to not only make a brand new ending, but to make it the most fantastic, magical, and imaginable. So here we are, dear friends. The first 2 weeks of this new year is already on the ebb of slipping from our grasp. Doesn't the time truly, truly fly? I feel to be on one of those super high-speed trains where you go from A to B in the blink of an eye. Nonetheless, is it not wonderful and glorious that the sun has reappeared from its hibernation? The days are getting longer. You can feel the big change in energy, can't you? The shortest day is the turning point. After this, light grows stronger. This line, taken from Pluto's dialogue Timaeus, written around 360 BC, and according to Plato, the solstice symbolizes a cosmic turning point, analogous to the soul's journey. A descent into darkness followed by ascent toward truth. Isn't that lovely? The winter solstice, occurring annually in late December, marks the shortest day of the year, when Earth's northern hemisphere faces its maximum tilt away from the sun. This celestial event triggers a profound shift in atmospheric and biological rhythms, signaling the impending return of longer days and the gradual resurgence of solar energy. From a cultural, metaphysical, and agricultural perspective, the solstice has been celebrated across civilizations for millennia as a moment of renewal, reflection, and communal unity. Traditionally, early civilizations recognized this transition as not merely a seasonal marker, but an existential reassurance that the cycle of life would continue despite winter's dominance. In modern times, this astronomical event remains relevant to human biology, with studies suggesting that circadian rhythms are influenced by shifts in daylight exposure. The increase in daylight hours post-solstice correlates with enhanced serotonin production, mood stabilization, and immune system resilience, factors particularly critical during the cold, vitamin D deficient months. Deepak Chopra, the holistic physician and author, in a 2019 interview said, "We have lost touch with the natural rhythms of the earth. The winter solstice is a chance to reconnect with that pulse." Chopra's perspective emphasizes the solstice as an opportunity for grounding, aligning human biology with planetary cycles. Now let that sink in, my dear friends. I've spoken there of cycles, life's natural pattern, not linear as they would want you to believe. This solstice, therefore, exemplifies that duality. It marks the end of the waning year, yet is simultaneously the birth of returning light. Every cycle holds this truth, just as winter must yield to spring. The solstice's embrace. In silent night, where shadows hold sway, a turning point in time is made. The sun descends to rise anew as darkness yields to light imbued. And so, dear friends, what I'm really getting to here, you see, is to tell you that during this last winter solstice, which was a wintry overcast day, didn't I visit my neighbours whom I had not seen for several weeks? An extremely affable and kind German couple, who, like myself, are on the path to 70 summers. I went in need, you see, of asking to borrow a bicycle pump. The wheel of my bicycle being flat and my own pump is not as it once used to be. Upon my arrival, and with the bonds that we have fostered since our first acquaintance, I soon found myself ensconced beside the hearthside sanctuary of a glorious warm stove, where the steaming infusion of ginger was proffered with such generosity I could not but accept. And it was lovely, really lovely and warming. Their home bears witness to two extremely large ceramic stoves. These stoves were majestically handcrafted, a testament to a true labour of love. Their surfaces glisten, each stove constructed in such a way that they sit between different rooms, providing heat to many rooms from the one firing. As I watched on, my hosts attended to them with the reverence due to sacred objects, nourishing each stove with small logs, fragments of the forest's timeless knowledge. The wood singing as it ignited, its melody a symphony of comfort, peace and tranquility. This beautiful rustic scene, my neighbours fueling their stoves, which was so heartening as to store within me a memory most vivid and yet at the same time long dormant. A memory in which I was transported through the mists of time to the late 60s of the last century, whereat in Dublin's Glasnevin, near the Washerwoman's Hill, upon where stood an old school known as the Old Sacred Heart, or simply the Old Saco, as we called it, where resided an elderly couple, most kind and humble, Mr. and Mrs. Tierney, who served as its custodians, caretakers. We youngsters were temporarily quartered there during the construction of the new Sacred Heart in Finglas East, now known as Glasnevin. Oh, how vividly I recall old Mr. Tierney, his gait a study in measured dignity despite his infirmities, as he tottered into the classroom carrying a bucket of coal which clanked like the tolling of time itself. And with his small hand shovel, he stoked and topped up the stove that stood at the top of the classroom. A gallant stove that kept the frost at bay within those chill stone classrooms. When the said task was completed, he would withdraw with a nod, heading off to the next classroom. The resurgence of this cherished reminiscence transported my spirit to an age long vanished, a world where simplicity held sovereign sway, a time when moments and characters, now lost to the annals of history, could be but glimpsed through the hazy lens of memory's fading embers. Nevermore shall we tread upon those hallowed paths, nor hear the laughter that once echoed through its groves. Yet in our hearts they remain, and shall always remain, like brightly twinkle stars that illuminate the present with their spectres of yore. When the past no longer illuminates the future, the spirit walks in darkness. Alexis de Tocqueville.
Snow falls soft outside tonight, oh so still. Firelight paints the room so bright, I feel a chill. remember summer days. Now frozen haze. Fireplace burning low. Tell me stories I don't know. Cups and books on shelves. It was dusty and old. I imagine happy elves and stories told. Fireplace burning low. Tell me stories I don't know.
Very nice there now. Really, my compliments to Dmitri Taras for that lovely song called Winter Song. Dmitri can be found on the pixabay.com royalty-free music website. Fireplace, burning low, tell me stories I don't know. Very nice indeed. Conjuring up the beautiful scene of family or a group of friends sitting around the fireplace, the fire burning warmly and brightly on a winter's night. Talking, telling stories, laughter, and even perhaps each in turn singing an old folk ballad. Togetherness in a dear and loving sense of friendship, of community. We certainly are living through strange times indeed, wouldn't you agree? Have you noticed, dear friends, and I'm sure you have, for it is certainly hard to avoid it, the chaos that surrounds us. Each day is worse than the last one. Non-stop talk of war, violence in the cities, civil unrest, etc., etc. However, if we observe current celestial alignments through the lens of the hermetic principle of correspondence, whereby earthly events mirror cosmic patterns, as above, so below, as below, so above. The macrocosm and the microcosm, comprising the whole, are mere reflections of each other. So, from this perspective, what is occurring at this time is Neptune in Aries, 2025 to 2039, a period of illusion, war, and spiritual awakening. Uranus in Gemini, 2025 to 2033, a period of sudden technological and informational upheaval. Pluto in Aquarius, 2024 to 2044. For this discussion, I will zoom in on Pluto's transit through Aquarius. Pluto's transit through Aquarius, which began on a full-time basis on November 19th, 2024, and will continue there until January 19th, 2044, occurs approximately every 248 years. It is a significant astrological event that can bring about profound transformations and awakenings, a profound shift in the collective consciousness. So what does Pluto in Aquarius mean? What impact will it have individually and collectively? This era will witness the consequences of power dynamics, innovation, and collective action, reshaping our world in unprecedented ways. The increase of subcultures, fringe groups, alternative sub-communities, ideological fanaticism, and cults. It will mark a profound period of transformation focused on collective evolution, innovation, and the re-examination of societal structures. An era of social, scientific, and political revolution with an emphasis to evolve consciousness. Pluto, the planet of transformation, destruction, and rebirth, representing transformation and upheaval. Aquarius, the sign of innovation, humanity, and progress. To give you some context, dear friends, the last time Pluto was in Aquarius was from 1777 to 1798, coinciding with the American and French revolutions. This historical precedent suggests that this Pluto in Aquarius transit may bring about significant societal shifts and political upheavals, which we are witnessing now on a daily basis. The transit of Pluto through Aquarius signals a period of profound collective transformation, marked by technological advancements, societal restructuring, and a heightened focus on humanitarian causes. A period of involution and evolution, destruction and creation. Also, during this transit, individuals may experience, as I for one have, sudden realizations, fragments of memory, or a sense of deja vu, surfacing into their awareness, stirring up deep-seated emotions and unresolved issues from the past. This experience, often referred to as an intrusive memory or intrusive thought. The process itself is known as Plutonian catharsis, can help individuals confront and release pent-up emotions, ultimately facilitating personal growth and transformation. I have myself been prone to the spontaneous appearance of images or memories from the past in my mind's eye. I have had this intrusive memory experience on several occasions, which has been quite vivid, evoking strong emotions, including unpleasant and distressing ones, where in the past my thoughts, words and actions were not in alignment with the welfare of all beings. However, I am always willing, have zero hesitation in admitting, in recognizing my wrongdoing, for which I am deeply sorry. My course of action to manage such intrusive memories has been to ask for and seek forgiveness directly to the injured party and God. And for the memories in which I was being abused, I reach out with forgiveness to the perpetrators, accepting of the experience. Coming from the heart as it did, this approach has worked well for me, leaving me afterwards feeling much lighter in myself and more at home in my being. Perhaps it could also work for you, but there are other practical steps that equally too could help you navigate this phenomenon, depending on its intensity, such as grounding, self-care, journaling, talking to trusted friends or a professional, alternative therapies, etc. It is essential, however, to approach these experiences with self-compassion and understanding. We must remember too that everyone's experience is unique and there is no right or wrong way to process these memories. Trust in your body's innate wisdom and allow the process to unfold naturally. By doing so, you can emerge from Pluto's transit through Aquarius more resilient, self-aware, and fully present in your life. By understanding the meaning and consequences of this transit, we can better navigate the coming decades and contribute to creating a more equitable, sustainable, and technologically advanced future. This transit is not merely astrological, it is a call to action. Those who heed its message will find themselves on the leading edge of a global awakening. Those who ignore it will be swept away by the inevitable collapse of unsustainable systems. So choose wisely, dear friends, and shape the future while you can. Now, I appreciate, dear friends, that such information can be disturbing, even frightening. The truth, you see, often appears overwhelming because it dismantles the illusions that keep people trapped in their self-imposed existence of limits. Cutting themselves off from their intrinsic essence and the untapped potency that lies dormant within. By opening yourself up and building your knowledge on how reality truly operates, you will come to understand and prepare accordingly. For example, economic collapses follow predictable astrological patterns and cycles. Health crises are not random, but reflect collective vibrational frequencies which individuals can shift. Spiritual awakenings occur in alignment with planetary cycles, meaning enlightenment is a natural process. The most empowering realization is this: you are not a victim of time. Just as the Earth's seasons cycle, so too do societal shifts. The difference lies in whether you observe these patterns from a place of fear or discernment. For those who feel disheartened by the current state of the world, know that every crisis is an opportunity for transformation, either for yourself or others. The same forces pushing tyranny are also triggering mass awakenings. More people than ever before are questioning narratives and seeking truth. History shows that empires always collapse, whether through debt crisis, wars, or spiritual revolutions, and the current system is no exception. Your potential role in this process is to stay sovereign, reject compliance with systems designed to control. Build resilience, strengthen your health, your vibration, nutrition, detox. Your finances and knowledge, alternative education, spread truth. Share this information with others, especially those who might not yet see the patterns. The Hermetic astrological framework is a tool of empowerment, not fatalism. It says, if you understand how these systems work, you can navigate them. The most powerful act of defiance against tyranny is living in alignment with natural law, trusting in the divine rhythm of existence, etc. So take heart, dear friends. The world is not spiraling out of control. It is merely realigning, just as the planets do in their orbits. And just as a planet's alignment can trigger earthquakes or tides, so too can human consciousness shift when enough individuals awaken to truth. Stay awake, stay free, and we can navigate what's coming together. I will conclude with the words of the great American economist Martin Armstrong. I wish you peace, clarity, and the confidence to think independently in the year ahead.
Circuits humming, court comes alive. The future starting to arrive. Two worlds splitting at the seams. Wake up now, or lose the dream. Machines are thinking, learning quick. Human jobs are slipping slick. Those who prompt will multiply. Those who don't will wonder why. Computers now the crown you wear. Knowledge flows to those who dare. The gap is growing, can't you see? One side drives, one bends the knee. Learn the tools or lose the fight. Darkness fades before the light. Hesitate and miss your chance. Join the rise or lose the dance. Feel the great divergence calling. Half will rise and half are falling. Grab the future, hold on tight, or vanish slowly from the light. The canyon splits the old and new. Which side is waiting there for you? No standing still, no middle ground. Evolve right now or don't be found. Pocket doctor, pocket law, chemist answering your call. Genius resting in your palm, guiding you through every storm. Gates are falling, walls come down. Write, learn, builds a wisdom crown. Write any book, learn anything. Feel the power on his brain. Drudgery will fade away. Automation shakes your day. Chains of boredom finally break. The innovator's path to take. Feel the great divergence calling. Half will rise and half are falling. Grab the future, hold on tight, or vanish slowly from sight. The canyon splits the old and new. Which side is waiting there for you? No standing still, no middle ground. Evolve right now or don't be found. Divergence calling, sovereigns rise while slaves are falling. Open freedom, hold it tight. Your human soul, it burns so bright. The canyon splits the chain, I'm free. Now which side will you choose to be? Responsibility in hand. Shape a future wise and grand. Wires humming, choices clear. The great divergence is finally here. Not less human multiplied, with more intelligence by your side. Use it wisely, light the way. For generations yet to say, they saw the split, they made the call. Will you rise or will you fall? Will you rise or will you fall? Or will you fall?
Thank you so much, dear friends, for listening to the Naboy podcast. If you feel this could benefit anyone in any way, please do pass it along. I would be most grateful. Thank you for joining me, and take very good care of yourselves, today and always. Radiate love, and remember, the joy, love, peace, and fulfillment we long for already exist, dwelling within and awaiting our discovery.